November 5, 1934. True love in the creature forms its own little place inside the divine works, to be able to enclose the life of the divine will. I feel an irresistible force that never lets me stay still, and it seems that each created thing and all that my sweet Jesus has done and suffered, says to me, I have created this for you, for love of you. And you? Don't you want to put anything of your own for love of me in what I have done for you? I have cried for you, I have suffered, I have died for you. And what about you? Don't you want to put something inside my tears, into my pains, in my death? The whole of my being seeks you. And you? Don't you want to invest and search all of my things in order to envelop them and enclose them inside your I love you? I am all love for you. And you? Don't you want to be all love for me? I remain confounded, and my poor mind starts off the race of the acts done by the divine will, so as to be able to say, I too have put something of my own into your acts, be it even a little I love you of mine. But in that I love you I place the whole of myself. But while I was doing my race, my sweet Jesus, surprising me with his short little visit, all goodness, told me, my blessed daughter, you must know that true love in the creature puts me in the condition of forgetting everything, and of disposing myself to concede that my will come to reign upon earth. Not that I suffer forgetfulness, this cannot be in me, it would be a flaw, but rather, I take such delight in the true love of the creature, when I find that all the particles of her being tell me that they love me, and pouring out this love for me, she invests me and runs through my whole being, in my works, and as though kneading herself with me she makes me feel her love everywhere and in every place. And I, to enjoy this love of the creature, I put everything aside, and as though forgetting about it, she inclines me so much as to dispose me and impose herself over me, to give her surprising things and whatever she wants, and even the kingdom of my will. True love holds such power as to call my will as life into the human being. You must know that when I stretched out the heavens and created the sun, even then, in my all-seeingness, I saw your love running through the heavens, investing the light of the sun, and forming in all created things a little place for you to love me. And, oh, how I rejoiced! And from that time my will ran toward you and those who would love me, so as to give of itself as life, within that tiny little place of love. See, then, how my will covered all centuries, it gathered them into one single point, all of them inked, and I found the place of love in which to put its life, so as to continue it with all of its divine majesty and decorum. Then I came upon earth. But do you know where I found the little place in which to enclose my life? In the true love of the creature. From that time I already saw your love which, surrounding me like a crown, invested my whole humanity and flowed within my blood, through each little particle of me, almost being kneaded with me. Everything was an act for me, and as though present, and my tears found the little place in which to pour themselves. My love, my pains, my life, the refuge in which to remain safe. And my death found even the resurrection within the true love of the creature, and my divine will found its kingdom in which to reign. Therefore, if you want my divine will to come and reign as life in the creatures, let me find your love everywhere, in every place and inside each thing. Let me feel it always. With it you will form the stake on which to burn everything, such that, consuming all that is not my will, it will form the place in which my will can be enclosed. Then will all my works find a receptacle, their hiding place from which to be able to continue the good and the operating virtue they possess. And so, on both sides, we will exchange places, you will find your little place in me and in all of my works. And I will find it in you and in all your acts. Therefore, always forward in my divine will, to form the stake of love on which you will burn, as well as all the impediments that prevent its reigning in the midst of creatures. Fiat.